Sad news came out yesterday, Rach, about the local papers, the Daily Mercury and the Whitsunday Times. We're no longer going to be getting print.
Yeah, I know. Sad that, you know, like, it's such a good memory when you would get the paper on the weekend if you were ever in it. Oh. You know, you'd cut yourself out, right? And you would have that as a memory. I've got a few times when I've featured in the paper.
Same.
And I cut myself out, cut my picture out, and I'm like, oh, yeah, save that. That's like that whole era of, you know, ending up in the paper and saving paper clippings. Completely gone.
Yeah, they're just going online now. It's not the same. You can't have those little things on your fridge, the little clip outs.
Yeah. When were you ever in the paper throughout your
life? Yes, I remember as a kid, I helped raise some canned supplies for the RSPCA.
Yeah.
And they had a photo of me and my name got misspelled as Sam Breaker. But it's stuck in my memory. I was so proud to be in the paper.
Yeah. And you cut it out, I'm sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That's not going to happen anymore.
I know.
Could we get a little nostalgic? Because a lot of people are going to be thinking about those times they were in the paper.
Yeah. Give us a call on 13 12 16. When were you in the paper? What were you in there for? I mean, it's obviously a thing of the past. Like, we're going to look back on this time and be like, oh, you know, back in my day, we used to get the, look at this paper clipping, kids. And the kids will be like, what's a paper clipping? What do you mean a paper clipping? Like, the newspaper. And then non-existent anymore.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. When were you in the local paper?
Mm.
Give us a call. Get a little nostalgic about
it. Maybe you lived somewhere else, but not necessarily it has to be here. But, yeah, give us a call.
Yeah. Was it for something you did at the school? Or
was it like me when I went to the beach races and my husband gave a fake name because he wanted to be called Crispy Bacon. So it was
Hayley from North Mackay, when were you in the local paper?
A few years ago when I used to walk home from school. I've been in it twice for the floods in Cairns.
Ah, and what happened?
So they had massive floods and me and my friends used to walk home from school and basically, as we were walking home, there was this, like, news advertisers walking past and like, oh, can we take a photo of you running in the rain?
Was it a good photo?
Yeah, it actually was. I'm pretty sure, like, all my family printed out the photos and, like snipped them out of the newspaper and put them on their fridge. And I'm pretty sure they probably still have them.
Yeah. Oh. I know. I remember, like, Kyle's family, they've got, like, all the uptown photos. His mum would, like, cut them out and, like, save them, you know? It's such a good memory to have, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't use newspapers that much anymore, do they?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, look, thanks for sharing your memory, mate.
That's okay.
Diane from Serena, when were you in the local paper?
Oh, my father and I were in the local paper for the movie The Electric Horseman. We rode down the Mackay streets on our horses.
Oh, my God. How long ago was this?
That was, well, I'm 54 and I was only about 15.
Oh my
gosh.
And
my dad is 83 and he was only about 40 something.
Oh,
wow.
So
like 40 years ago.
Did you make the front page?
No, we made the second page.
Second page. Oh, that's cool.
Pretty great.
And do you still have the clipping to this day?
No, because my father is very ill at the moment and I just remembered that.
Yeah.
We rode down the Mackay Street on our horses.
Oh, it's so good to have those memories.
Away.
Oh my gosh, long time ago then.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you so much for sharing that memory.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
George from Ellie Beach, when were you in the paper?
Yeah, hi mate, it's about 10 years ago. I got the whole front page.
Tell
what
us
did
the
you
story.
Do, George? Did you, were you naughty?
You were one of the crime reports, were you, George?
No, I was complaining about car parking, would you believe?
Oh, really? And you made the front page?
Yeah, the local council decided to make time car parking in one of the parking spots up here, and I just thought it was a bit ridiculous, and I was complained, and next thing, paper's on to me. Do you want to go forward with this? Yeah, why not?
What was the photo like? Were you happy with the photo?
Oh, yeah, I'm standing under a parking sign pointing up at it.
Were you smiling or angry face?
Angry face.
Do you still have the clipping, George?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did all your family, like, cut it out and save it for the memories?
Oh, you better believe that. Which might sound a bit funny, a bit crazy, but I'm still arguing with the council about the same thing.
Oh, there you go. And how long ago did you say 10 years?
Well, that was 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, look, right.
I'm going to say I'm not surprised. Someone who complained loud enough they got onto the front of the paper has kept it going for 10 years
as
well.
10 years, that's an effort,
good
George.
Good on you, George. Yeah.
Good luck.
No worries.